Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everyone. This is Lynette Fuson, and today we are going to talk about something called fixed hour of prayer. Prayer is sweet communion with our Abba, our Comforter, our Savior, and Friend. Prayer is also worshiping our Sovereign Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. Sometimes we may feel a deep connection with God, and sometimes we just might not. In our rushed and busy lives, we long to connect with our Lord, but often we don't take the time to actually be with Him. There is no better way to learn how to pray than to pray. No doubt Daniel went through similar ups and downs, yet studying the book of Daniel shows a clear picture of a man who was devoted to worshiping God. In Daniel 6:10, we read that he got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. Daniel was dedicated to a life of prayer. Over the centuries, Christians have engaged in different practices that help develop a life that is devoted to spending time with God in prayer. Things such as fixed hour prayer, the daily office, and divine hours are all examples of ways one can develop the habit of praying regularly. These practices were birthed out of a desire for communion with God as spoken of in Psalm 119, verse 64. It says, 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Early Christians continued this practice in the book of Acts, praying on the 3rd, 6th, 9th, and 12th hours. In the 6th century, Saint Benedict named these hours, and the fixed hour of prayer is still a valued Christian practice today. Fixed hour prayer entails pausing at various intervals throughout the day to become aware of God's presence. It involves practicing silence and reading scripture, not for knowledge, but in devotional worship, declaring God's goodness and asking, "What is He saying to me today?" There are some basic elements for practicing fixed hour prayer. First, we can set predetermined times of the day when we will stop for just a few minutes and focus intentionally on communicating with God. Most of us have phones with alarms. You can even choose your own ringtone. How often is up to you. You might want to start with 2 times per day, then add another when you're ready. Secondly, there are a number of resources that can help you create a rhythm of prayer in your life. Christians have been praying the hours for centuries now, and due to our amazing technology, we can access what many have discovered in their search for communion with God. If you take a look at the written version of this devotional, you will find a number of resources, books, and apps that may be helpful in your own journey. Finally, just do it. Give fixed hour prayer a try. Pause, focus, pray. The whole purpose is to build rhythms into your life of communing with God. The ultimate goal is that over time, through practice, that praying would become more and more natural to you, and that you would begin to commune with God, not just during your fixed hour prayer, but continually all day long. Remember, these are tools that can help engage the believer in a deeper prayer life, yet a tool is only useful in the hand of one who desires to use it well. So give it a try. Ask God to open your heart to hear His voice. He promises in Jeremiah 33:3 that we can call to Him and He will answer us, and He will tell us great and hidden things that we may have not known. What a privilege it is that we are invited to come to our Lord in prayer.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.